It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Hi there, Prime Minister. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well.
What a beautiful time of the year it is.
So much festive cheer.
So much festive cheer. Exactly. So you, things are winding up down there in Wellington. Are you in Wellington at the moment?
Well, yeah. No, usually Parliament will have finished by now, but we're suckers for punishment.
You've got a plump agenda, don't you?
We do. So we're back down this morning. And Parliament's lifting on Wednesday night.
All right. So what are you squeezing in before the end of the year that's so important?
We are squeezing in the first reading of the foreign buyer ban. That'll happen this week. We're also going to introduce, this is to come, to be confirmed, yeah. but we've got a cabinet meeting today and we're going to discuss things like medicinal cannabis and Housing New Zealand issues and Kiwi Build issues. So, these important things we had to come back for.
Very, 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 very quickly about the foreign ownership thing. Mm-hmm. The Treasury's come out today and said that they don't think it's going to be successful. They don't think there's any point. They don't think it's going to make much difference. Are you guys still confident that it's the right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big part of the campaign, wasn't it? Pre-election.
Yeah, it was. And look, so what Treasury does for bills that have financial implications, they'll give a bit of a view. So what they've said for this bill is, look, it's quite hard for us to ascertain the impact of this. It's been done quite quickly, and we absolutely acknowledge that it has. We had to do it quickly because the negotiations around TPP and it coming drawing to an end meant this had to be law before that finished. So we have had to move really quickly on it. If we end up with a bit more time, if we find that negotiation stalls any further, then we'll use that time to keep working on the bill. We'll have some time at Select Committee, so we want to make sure that we get it right as best we can there.
So there is, it is open to a bit of tweaking.
All bills are open to a bit of tweaking. One of the things that we had to make some calls over were how the screening process would apply to people who have a residence class visa, for instance. So actually, I want the Select Committee to look at whether or not we've got that right.
Right on. So I guess the whole point of that, the idea behind that bill is to make things a bit more affordable, people to be able to afford to live where they want to live and where they want to work. And so which brings me to the Auckland teacher shortage. Da, 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 da. People, the kids are going to go to school with less teachers than they need. How's that working? And what's how do you as a government go? We've been elected to, we're in here for 3 years. And we've got to get more teachers. Because it's a long-term thing. It's a long-term fix, isn't it? How do you do that? And do you make sure that the kids that are going to school in January, start school again in January, aren't getting a worse deal than all the other?
It's particularly acute in Auckland. So this is the knock-on effect, as you say, from the housing crisis.
I think it's the beginning of the noticeable knock-on effect.
Absolutely. So the last government put in place some initiatives that they didn't fund. We discovered when we came in, they announced it, they never funded it. Some of it were a bit worried wouldn't have the desired effect. So, for instance, they put in basically an incentive to teachers that used to just apply to low decile schools, because when you've got a shortage, those are the schools that tend to suffer the most. It becomes extra hard for them to recruit teachers. So an incentive that previously existed for them, the last government, put it in place for everyone in Auckland, which of course made it even worse again for those schools. So we've got just under $10 million package, which is a range of different things to basically try and attract teachers in the areas where the highest needs, and that includes, geographically our low decile schools.
Wouldn't you want more than $10 million for something like that?
This is just.
I haven't got the purse strings. I'm just saying. Yeah.
This is just to see us through until the budget 2018. So we've plugged a gap, and then we're going to look at some other initiatives at that point. So this is really just to get us through this summer recruitment period.
Right. So there's the secondary school teachers that get the same deal as primary school teachers get the same deal. Is it going to work across the board? Or?
We've got a bunch of different initiatives for different parts of the sector where we see shortages. So we have tried to look at the areas where we know it's particularly acute. We know that we have shortages in areas, particular subjects, so we've tried to be really targeted.
So you can look at the kids in the eyes and say, it's going to be okay.
Yes, we're absolutely doing our best to make sure it's okay. And so, yeah, I mean, we're keeping a very close eye on it. We've got to make sure that we've got great teachers in our education system. It's so important.
It's almost the most important thing. How did the reception? How do you think that the families package was received? That was a big one, wasn't it?
To finally
say here it is, the thing we promised during the election. The families package to look after you, disadvantaged New Zealander.
And it was something that I felt quite personally attached to. I've been working on that package for years, and to see it finally come to fruition was pretty special.
See, it feels like it's sort of just, I mean, it doesn't feel like that long since the election, so it feels like the families package is suddenly, oh, here we go, whoa, but if you've been working on it for that long, it must be very satisfying to see it
up and running. There are, of course, elements.
Who are the winners from that package?
More than 380,000 families. They end up being $75 on average better off. But there's been a lot of focus on the poverty numbers because they are big. You know, this package, because it's quite targeted.
The
poverty numbers.
Yep.
So roughly by the time it's fully in place, which will take, it's staged in over three years, by the time it's fully in place, we will have reduced poverty by 48%. So there's been a lot of focus on that. We've also extended to the number of families who benefit, so middle-income families, also benefit from this package. An extra 26,000 families are bought into Working for Families, and that's because it used to be a package that reached quite broadly, but the last government narrowed it down further and further.
So are you talking about the last government again?
The last government. Emphasis on the last. So it's both a low and middle income families package, also superannuitants benefit, and people who might, for instance, be on a supported living benefit, the old disability benefits, they get things like the winter energy payment. So it's to support our most vulnerable New Zealanders and our families. That's the package.
Apart from politically in the House, who has opposed what you've done with the families package?
Mike Hosking.
There's a man who knows about poverty.
And National. So that's not a party I'm
going to attend, I don't think, for Christmas. National Party. Maybe the Young Nats, because they're still...
Probably.
You could swing them, couldn't you? Hey,
but I think there's a general acknowledgement that we needed to act in this space.
So. Yeah, totally. How is the you've chucking a couple of million bucks at Rumble Strips as well, which I think is cool.
Yes,
I reckon more, chucks and more, I reckon.
Evidence shows that they make a really big difference in reducing accident rates. So,
on the road, we should actually explain what a rumble strip is, shouldn't we?
Sorry, everyone. Rumble strips on the roads, transport safety.
Yeah, there we go, boom, right. So.
So, she's Julianne Genter, who covers that area for us, has been working up safety initiatives saying, basically, let's find our trouble spots, the bits where people are having accidents, and look at, you know, whether or not we've got the speed levels right there, whether or not median strips, rumble strips, or barriers will make a difference. So that's
surely the answer to the second question is yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's just about making sure they're going into places where it'll make the biggest difference.
All right. Well, so what's happened this year with you, Jacinda, is that you've become the Prime Minister of this country. At the beginning of the year, I wouldn't imagine that would have been what you would have thought would be happening. You probably had some vague plans for what you do for Christmas and that sort of thing. And I don't think that sitting there and having to answer every phone call that came in from the important phone call numbers would have been one of them.
So, yes, I put them under important phone call numbers in my address book as well. No, it wasn't really on the cards, Mikey. That's fair to say, but you never quite know what life's going to throw at you. Last summer, I was simply working on trying my best to become the member for Mount Albert. So that was something really, pretty special to me at the beginning of this year as well. So that's not to be forgotten.
No, you never forget your electorate. That's what Helen Clark said to me once. I think about something once.
But exactly.
It's been like, no matter what people's opinions are about the party and the policy and that sort of thing. As a New Zealander who has done something quite incredible, it's been an amazing year for you. You've managed to turn around this political party that's been around for yonks that everyone thought was just going to be dead. And
so, I We were having tough times. I would never have expected.
Oh yeah, you were having tough times. Everybody in New Zealand thought you were having. But I mean, hey, and this is the thing. It's as far as an inspirational story, and worldwide people are talking about it, and you're going to be on Vogue. The cover of Vogue or something. Is it going to be on cover of Vogue or is it inside? But I mean, that's all.
Not a cover.
I know this is a really dumb question, but what's some of the most some of the epiphanies you've had this year when you sort of realised, wow, and be it, wow, Donald Trump's got small hands, or New Zealanders are amazing.
No.
Is there a couple of things that have really stood out for you this year apart from winning that election?
Really deliberate about not spending too much time thinking about it because it was just, I didn't want to, it sounds probably a bit trite, didn't want to waste too much time because there was so much to do.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, it was a couple of weeks ago, actually, when I was being called on to a marae in Rotorua, that as they were calling me on, I just, for some reason, there was just this little moment where I thought, yeah, the magnitude of what had happened over the past year, because they were welcoming me on as the Prime Minister, that really had a little moment, a reflective moment then.
You haven't even had your 40th, Jacinda.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there'll be no time for that either.
No. But it's fantastic that that there's change in the country. I think anyway. Mm. I think and like I said, no matter what people's politics are, it's an inspirational story. I think we've got great things ahead of us in this country, and I think that we, as long as we all just remain relentlessly positive, right? Sure.
That's right. All right. No matter what, that'll be me.
Have a wonderful Christmas, Prime Minister.
You
Thank
too.
You so much for
Merry
talking
Christmas.
To us.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And I'll suck up to you again next year.
I look forward to it. No, I speak to you directly after Mike Hosking. A little yin and yang in my morning.
Hey, what are you? I don't know if I should be offended by that or not. Thank you very much. Have a great Christmas to you and Clark, and all the very best. And we'll speak to you next year.
Cheers. Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
She's